Is it possible for the Apostle Paul to teach the doctrine of faith alone without using the words faith alone? Find out in my column in the Latest Issues Etc. Journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Katie Price Vogel writes about her journey from the false assurance of works in Roman Catholicism to the true assurance of Jesus' accomplished work in the Lutheran Confession. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Friday, December the 10th, we are coming to you live, and it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have four sound bites to play for you, one from Pastor Sean Denzer, one from Pastor Hans Feeney, one from Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, and one from Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. We'll play them for you, and you decide which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You decide by voting. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, via Twitter at issuesetc, via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Or you can give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. We're giving away the LPR bundle package, plus, to the listener with the best vote, a nativity set from Outdoor Nativity Store. 1-877-623-6943. We need to know who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for that particular soundbite. And phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. My IE. Here's soundbite number one, Pastor Sean Denzer, why some early American Lutherans rejected the liturgy.
The Americans wanted to get rid of things out of the Augsburg Confession. It's very interesting. They even called themselves the American Lutheran Church. I don't mean the ALC. But in order to become American, they said we need to attack things. It's true. They wanted to attack the Catholic ceremonies, the things that, you know, might look to the outside as being Roman. And maybe they were German, although I don't think that was an accusation in those days. But they also, right along with it, attacked the presence of Christ in the Lord's Supper, the regeneration that baptism gives, and just all sorts of amazing things like this. The thing that they really hated about the liturgy wasn't that it was German or Roman. It was that it was Lutheran. It was that its teaching was faithful to our understanding of what the Scriptures are saying, particularly that the Lord is active in His means of grace. And I think that diffuses all of these questions at once and says, what is the great value we find in this? It's delivering the true confession of Christ Jesus, what He's accomplished, and delivering the gifts that He has accomplished for us now to faith, to believers today, by letting the word of Christ dwell richly in everything, which really, when you get down to it, is what our liturgy is. There's so much of the liturgy that is just the Bible, plain and simple, quoted, repeated, maybe broken up between the pastor and the people, but it's just the Bible. And what are you going to do? Call that Roman Catholic? Then you see the whole faith as being Roman Catholic. You're going to call that German? Then there must have been Germans among Jesus' disciples.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Sean Denzer, why some early American Lutherans rejected the liturgy. Vote for that one live this Friday afternoon, December the 10th, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two is Pastor Hans Feeney, the truth of the gospel and the lie of transgenderism.
Well, the gospel is greater because it doesn't hold salvation in front of you like a guy holding a carrot in front of a horse, where he's just constantly trying to convince you that, you're going to find this next step and you'll get it, and then it never arrives. That's how the devil inspires people to walk down unholy paths, is by saying you got to go in a direction that you haven't gone before. You have to go down dark corners in order to find this elusive peace and this elusive righteousness. But the gospel says that's already yours. Righteousness and peace with God are already your possessions. They were won for you in the death of Jesus Christ upon the cross. God gave you the right to possess those gifts forever when He lifted His Son up from the grave. And for all who believe through the waters of your baptism, all this peace and joy and holiness that you're trying to find It's not hidden from you. You don't have to destroy your flesh in order to find it. You don't have to pay people to put you through transition surgery or to on hormone treatments. You don't need to deny your body in order to have the peace of God that's already been made your own possession. It's there for you right now. It's not hidden.
That's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Hans Feeney on the truth of the gospel and the lie of transgenderism. 1-877-623-6943. Call that number and vote for that one if that's what you'd like to be soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MYIE. You can also email us your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three from Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. Why did Christians in the past build great church buildings?
The church was convinced, as it should have been, that the spiritual was more important than anything else. And therefore, any symbol of the church was something that had implications for eternity, not just in time. And in France, even in little villages, the tallest building is invariably the church. And this was done intentionally. The idea was that every day as you walk down the street, you can't help but look upward to the spire of the cathedral. What's that going to do? It's at least going to suggest, even to a pagan, that maybe things are not as earthy as the pagan would like them to be. And I'm in favor of this. In the States, when I see churches built like tenement boxes, when I see these storefront churches, I ask myself, who under the sun is going to be attracted to go into a place like that? Now, the counter argument is, suppose all the money you spent in church building was used for foreign missions. Well, yeah, foreign missions they ought to receive one of the highest proportions of any church budget. But it seems to me that if you lose the perspective of the medieval church, that people's perspective should be drawn up to heaven, if you lose that, you're going to lose the base of the church. And if you lose the base of the church, its operation here in the West, you're also going to lose any possibility of foreign missions. So it seems to me it's a matter of trying to keep perspective.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. Why Christians built great churches in the past. 1-877-623-MYIE. 1-877-623-6943. Vote for it at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, via Twitter @issuesetc, or via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Get ready to vote. We're going to play soundbite number four, and then we will take a break, and that break is a great time to give us a call. 1-877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number four, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris on why socialism targets the family.
If you have aspirations to control society, if you have aspirations to have everything centralized under the control of the state, if you have aspirations for world domination, which a lot of these totalitarian movements all obviously have that too, you can't allow these little independent people running around having their own little miniature society in every house. The mother, the father, and their children that they raise together, that's a little society right there. And they don't really need the state very much. They can interact with the rest of society in a peaceful and productive manner, but they don't need the state in order to be sustained. The state cannot allow you to love your mom and dad more than you love the state. The state cannot allow mom and dad to be willing to die for their children. They can't allow that. Everybody's loyalty has to be first and foremost and really ultimately totally to the state. And this is also why these kind of totalitarian movements, they always go after the family. They also always go after the church, because the Christian church always says, you know, look, we'll pay our taxes and stuff, but you're not God, and we're not going along with your plan that you're God. So it's always the same two institutions, the church and the family, that socialism, everywhere it's been tried, and every other totalitarian movement you can think of, going all the way back to the French Revolution, they've always targeted the family and the church.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris, why socialism targets the family. Vote for that one on this Friday afternoon, December the 10th, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or via Twitter @issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week are next. If you're looking for a Christmas gift for a child, grandchild, or godchild ages 3 through 8, give them the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, Symbols of Salvation, The Story of Jesus' Birth. It's a new interactive and illustrated book showcasing the true story of Christmas in rhyme. Symbols of Salvation is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Symbols of Salvation, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
Did you know that many LCMS military personnel and their families are unable to receive Word and Sacrament ministry due to the lack of LCMS chaplains? Ministry to the Armed Forces is looking for pastors who will answer the call to serve as a chaplain to provide Word and Sacrament ministry to the men and women who selflessly serve our nation. Find out more about this exciting ministry by contacting me, Chaplain Craig Mueller, at lcmschaps@lcms.org. That is lcmschaps@lcms.org.
Expert guests, expansive topics, extolling Christ. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. I'm Todd Wilkin. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Let's go first to Sonia in Crete, Illinois. Sonia, welcome.
Hi.
Which one are you voting for, Sonia?
I am voting for Soundbite number 2, Pastor Feeney, on the truth of the gospel and the lie of transgenderism. I think it's so easy to get caught up in all the controversy that our culture instills surrounding transgenderism and lose sight of the nuts and bolts of sin and grace. Pastor Feeney has a real gift for seeing through the fog and cutting out the crazy, and so I really appreciate his no-nonsense response to a transgender person offering a very real and very now gospel message.
Thank you very much, Sonia. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Bill listens in St. Louis. Hi, Bill. Which one do you vote for?
Oh, definitely number 3. I agree with Pastor Montgomery completely.
Bill, thank you very much, and thanks for your vote for Soundbite number 3, Dr. John Warren Montgomery, Why Christians of the Past Built Great Churches. Let's see what Steve has to say. He listens in Wisconsin. Hi, Steve.
Good afternoon. I'll vote for Soundbite number 1 by Pastor Sean Denzer. And I love the series that he's doing with Pastor Whedon. I think it ties in very well with this month's Lutheran Witness magazine on the Canticles. And even as a lifelong Lutheran who was getting pretty close to Medicare age here, I continue to learn what a gift and a jewel we have in our liturgy. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. Thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Here's a vote from Hillary in Canada. Hillary says, my choice is Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. Please pray for us in Canada. Our socialist government has taken away church for the unvaxxed and jailed pastors, kicked us off trains and planes because of COVID, and has just passed Bill C-4, which criminalizes therapy even by parents for their gender-confused children. Even Pastor Feeney's message of the gospel and transgenderism would be deemed illegal. Canadian government is a parent and a big brother for her citizens. These are dangerous times for a supposedly free country. God bless you, says Hillary in Canada. Gerald is voting for soundbite number 4. God and the family attacked by socialism more. It brainwashes people to destroy faith and hope in God and rely on the state and government to meet our needs instead of the Lord, making it easier to manipulate people. Gerald, thank you very much for that vote. Here's a vote from New Mexico. Mark says, good afternoon and blessed Advent. You have chosen another good slate of soundbite candidates. I vote for Pastor Feeney as he holds up the gospel above those ideas of this world that are in vogue today. With God's peace he gives through the gospel, that is not the peace that the world knows or gives. I particularly like the selection from Dr. Montgomery, which is complementary to the one that I voted for looking to tangible, visible things like church buildings being part of how the gospel is held high and draws our eyes up high above what is worldly. Mark, thank you for your vote, and thanks for listening in Mexico. Robbie listens in Minnesota. Robbie says, my vote is for soundbite number 1. What I like about Lutheran liturgy is just how unique it is compared to non-Lutheran churches. I always feel comforted with the confession and absolution, the sacraments, etc. Robbie, thanks for listening there in Minnesota. The winner this week, according to your vote, soundbite number 2, Pastor Hans Feeney, the truth of the gospel and the lie of transgenderism.
Well, the gospel is greater because it doesn't hold salvation in front of you like a guy holding a carrot in front of a horse, where he's just constantly trying to convince you that, oh, you're going to find this next step and you'll get it, and then it never arrives. That's how the devil inspires people to walk down unholy paths, is by saying you got to go in a direction that you haven't gone before. You have to go down dark corners in order to find this elusive peace and this elusive righteousness. But the gospel says that's already yours. Righteousness and peace with God are already your possessions. They were won for you in the death of Jesus Christ upon the cross. God gave you the right to possess those gifts forever when he lifted his son up from the grave. And for all who believe through the waters of your baptism, all this peace and joy and holiness that you're trying to find, it's not hidden from you. You don't have to destroy your flesh in order to find it. You don't have to pay people to put you through transition surgery or to on hormone treatments. You don't need to deny your body in order to have the peace of God that's already been made your own possession. It's there for you right now. It's not hidden.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number 2, Pastor Hans Feeney, the truth of the gospel and the lie of transgenderism. The LPR bundle package, along with that outdoor nativity store nativity set, goes to Sonia in Illinois. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org. Thanks to everybody who voted. If you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please make a year-end tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach. For a year-end contribution of $250 or more, we'll send you our latest book, Objections Over Rule 2, Answering Arguments Against Christianity, and a new recording of 14 Easter season hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org or by giving us a call, 618-223-8385. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll continue our historic liturgy series with Pastor Will Whedon and Sean Denzer. We'll talk with Dr. Adam Francisco about the argument the story of Jesus is stolen from older mystery religions, and we'll discuss what we can learn from the Benedict option with Pastor Peter Bender. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.